Veterans? Veterans?
Hundreds lined up for this veterans job fair, hopeful of finding work. Some are still in service, like Ernest Pizzonia, who's stationed in Afghanistan. This job fair will determine whether he re-enlists or is discharged.
There you go. I'm in computers and, you know, telephones, so I'm going to see what they have to offer as far as that.
More than 50 companies participated.
Okay. So this is a supervisor?
The interviewers were respectful. The vets were encouraged.
Right up here. Mm-hmm.
Michael Sorrentino served a total of 12 years in the military. He lost his construction job in 2008 and has been looking for steady work ever since. He recently found help at the America Works Employment Service.
They don't judge you. They don't question you. You give them a resume. If you don't have a suit, they give it to you. They send you to go pick one up. You don't have shoes, they go to send you to pick it up. They tell you what to say on an interview. They give you lessons.
America Works has offices in several American cities, and one of its specialties is placing veterans. The service is supported financially by local, state, and federal governments.
So my unemployment was cut off.
Frank Green is both unemployed and homeless.
I really don't share with the employer that I'm in a shelter. But if they ask me, I would share that with them. It's very tough. It's very tough. It's very competitive, too. But I'm sure I'll find something. I'm a fighter, survivor.
I deal with wounded sailors sometimes.
Lizanne Jacobs' situation is similar. As a naval reservist and young mother, joblessness has meant she had to send her young child to a family in Trinidad and Tobago. Jacob says she is on the verge of homelessness. Military duty requires her to attend monthly meetings and to ship out for a few weeks of active duty each year. Her reserve obligation, she says, can be a problem for prospective employers.
I feel the tension as soon as you say, you know what, I'm in the reserves. Their whole aspect of, oh my gosh, she could just leave at any point in time. And it's kind of hard for me because I want to be grounded.
Lee Bowes is the chief executive officer of America Works. She says preparing veterans for job interviews is critical.
They don't know how to prepare themselves for the private sector marketplace. Everything from having the appropriate clothing for interviews to knowing how to take the experience that they've had in the service and translate it into the types of jobs that exist in the private market.
Maria Antonellis?
And with thousands of American men and women set to leave the military in the next couple of years, the big question is, will there be jobs for them when they get home? Bernard Chessman, VOA News, New York.
Lisa Williamson, Rondell Ward, Laquelle Harris.